A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 48. On the long-forgotten Sith planet of Dromund Kaas, the crew of the Tin Sparrow have discovered Darth Dromidus' plot. He and his remaining followers are spreading out across the galaxy in search of holocrons and artifacts of both Jedi and Sith, to amass enough power to unleash the Infant of Shaa on the Republic's capital planet of Coruscant. The crew battled against Dromidus' followers and are now deciding what to do next. Alright, so you guys just defeated two of Dromidus' followers in the temple. Dromidus and the remaining 10 have taken off and left the planet. You're all standing there, the remains of the two followers at your feet. What do you do now?
Hey, everybody, we need to go back to Mandalore.
I'm sorry, did you say something? You didn't do anything this fight.
Yeah, right, there was nothing from, sorry, I missed all my shots.
Honestly, it was really boring watching you fight.
It was really boring fighting, because I missed
everything. I can't even hear him. Okay, will you please come down from there?
No, yeah, I'm on the comms, you can hear me.
Get down off that balcony.
I'll come down when I want to come down.
All right, can we stop fighting like a bunch of little girls and decide what we're doing next?
It's 20, please? It's... it's
no.
A date?
It's BBY in Star Wars? It's Tuesday or whatnot.
It's Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday. It's a progressive Tuesday, all right?
You can't say that in this year.
So Chub Rub has the lightsaber from the blue guy, and he's making, like, mark, and he's trying to, like, cook the fingers on the lightsaber. But it's not working because it keeps fucking vaporizing.
Is that a shrimp callback? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He'll learn.
I love callbacks.
He'll learn.
Let me show you.
You got to get the lightsaber close, but not touching.
I cut one of the arms off and just hand them to you.
Oh, God. So you guys leave the temple, and you make your way back through the forest, and you guys continue along. You pass by the remains of the two other gray Jedi that you faced off with for like a hot second.
We searched their wallets too.
You guys remember these idiots?
There's not much left because they have been devoured.
Yeah, they've been pulverized.
And then there's also the remains of the Yozix or whatever that were also mm-hmm. there. So the Vine Cat has since vanished. You guys continue along and you pass back by the remains of Kaas City. Eventually you make it back to the spaceport, but if you remember, your ship's on the top level.
So we just do a jetpacky thing up the...
Pretty much. Yeah. I need some
flight checks.
And then for those...
Surge
or I was gonna say like acrobatics or something. Or yeah. Use the force to surge.
Who do I grab?
Where's Chub Rub going?
I feel like Chub Rub's always going with Sawbone.
Oh, I'm just going to jump straight up. Surge.
I rolled a 1 for a force jump.
Uh-huh.
Force jump.
Yeah, you jump and you twist your ankle when you land.
Oh, no!
Because you don't even jump that high. It's like a hop, and you land on a rock and twist your ankle.
I run over to him, stupid concerned.
Oh, my God, are you all right?
No.
What happened?
I need medical attention.
Okay.
Leg.
Okay.
Hood.
Okay.
Ouchie.
All right.
And I grab my field kit.
Mm-hmm.
I need a tourniquet.
You know what? I take my utility belt.
You need a tourniquet?
I take my utility belt and I wrap it around.
Okay.
And I just stand there and I just sit there.
Oh, no.
Chub Rub at this point, 32 on the force jump. Mm-hmm. As I'm coming down, I see Caleb taking his belt out, and I instantly go for the pants while I'm landing.
And he, yeah,
well,
he
you're does. Jumping up.
Yeah.
So
and they're down.
Yeah, we're on the ground.
They're on the bottom floor.
Oh, so they're on the ground.
Yeah.
I'm going to go right back down for the pants. There you go. I get halfway up. I see the belt coming off. I'm like, I see that opportunity. Does going
he,
right forward.
Does he sneak attack my pants?
I'm sneak attacking your pants, sir.
Give me a stealth check.
Yeah,
and
a lot.
Oh my God, he net 20.
Oh my God.
So don't even bother rolling a perception check.
Oh no!
And I look, I'm like eye level with it, and yes. I just go, it's so smooth.
My sweet Ken doll.
My sweet
I'd like to note that I did a 26 use of force to surge out of there. Uh-huh. So, like, I'm not.
Yeah, she's up top.
Good. I had a 30 jetpack.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just the three of you down
I
the
would
bottom.
Like to be gone.
Well, this is awkward, but it's not as awkward as it could be. Please don't take a picture. No, please don't take a picture.
I take his pants and I surge back out of there.
I take
my pants.
Hold on. Oh. Hold on. They're still attached to
this
you. What'd you roll? But.
But he takes 40. With him.
Yeah,
40?
He
just jumps with him.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I look at the picture, uh-huh. And it's him going sideways with Chubrub smiling and laughing in the picture with his pants.
Yeah, you're getting an atomic wedgie times like a million, and he surges the two of you back up top.
It burns.
You land and you spend a few minutes trying to get the wedgie out of your butt crack.
I'm still at the bottom.
I throw a rope down.
Oh, you can do that.
And I just throw a synth rope.
It literally takes me an hour to climb the rope.
You have zero upper body strength.
No, that's fine. It's my leg.
I think I would use move object sooner than it would take him an hour to do that.
Yeah, it doesn't take
can
you.
I just...
At the pace in which you're moving. Yeah, try to give me a use of force check.
Oh, that's a 23.
Yeah, that's so good enough. You're taking so long. Like, you've moved 2 feet. It's been 10 minutes.
My leg!
That eventually Ryla just uses the force and grabs you and gives you an atomic wedgie on your way up.
But... I still make sounds of flying. Whoosh!
Intentional or unintentional?
Unintentional.
Oh,
it's your call. Your call.
Like, we may never know.
Okay.
How's your grundle?
Listen, I wore thongs for 2 years during the filming of one of my movies. This is nothing.
That's
what
true.
What movie did you shoot that took 2 years to film?
The one where I got the big dong.
Wookiee Nights.
Wookiee Nights.
Do you not remember the thong?
We have the special edition on the ship.
Yeah.
I think I blocked that out of my memory.
I've got that poster.
So you guys get over to the ship and Taco comes out and he's got like a rag in his hand. He's like wiping the grease off his hand and stuff from getting the hyperdrive engine restored.
Hey, Taco, you fix grundles?
Taco, you fix legs?
I'm so focused on his injury right now, but also I'm pretty chafed.
Also, I'm kind of hungry. Can you make some bacon?
Get the fuck out of here. It's your fault I'm chafed in the first place. I'm mad at you.
He reaches into his utility belt where he keeps all of his like tools and things, and he pulls out a little plasma torch.
I can take that leg if you want me to. I don't mind taking it. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I'll just take it.
My grundle's feeling better. Bye.
I feel fine.
All right. Well, engine's fixed, so... Can we leave now? This place is creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I'm down to leave. Let's get out of here.
So now that our ship is back and working, let's go back to Mandalore and check out your weapons factory and...
Train.
No rest until Thorben's justice.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you, bro. R.I.P.
Who's Thorben?
You better watch it.
Watch that tone.
You better watch it.
She doesn't know.
She knows.
What?
It's a sick joke. It's a sick joke.
And like a good one?
No, it's not good. It's not good. Normally, I don't think we have limits here. You've reached mine.
And I walk off onto the ship.
Look what you did. Now I gotta go console him.
Ryla, this isn't your fault.
I need in on these things.
Hey, you can hear me in the background.
Misplaced anger!
Stop it. It's okay. I understand. Like, you're over the brooding stage. Let's, you know.
And I've sent over to Ryla's data pad the 400-page document that Kale has written for Thorben. You can read up on it.
Oh, thank you.
He plans to write a book about him, but...
This is surprisingly a page flipper. I mean...
All right, so you guys get on the ship and you take off. You manage to avoid all the storms and lightning and stuff on your way out of the atmosphere. And you guys make the trip back to Mandalore. You guys arrive on Mandalore. What are you doing?
I'm laying in the med bay and
on the ship.
On the ship before everyone gets off.
Really, just milking that ankle injury.
Yeah, yeah. Ryla, just pull it off. I can't look at it. Just pull off the tunican.
I've gone to train early in the morning.
So I guess I'm just talking to the room.
I was not happy with how that last battle went.
For the last time, my name's not Ryla. And yes, I am your nurse.
Oh.
Are you wearing your nurse's outfit
and
too?
And I adjust my nurse's outfit.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Kayla. Can you pull this tourniquet off? I can't look at it.
You got it. I just need to figure out what a tourniquet is.
I just came back from a run and I see this just through the doorway.
Pull it off.
And
take a number. I will be with you in a moment.
Keep moving. I'm
She's
gone.
She's poofed on out of here, doesn't yeah. she?
So what the fuck are y'all doing?
I'm fine, I guess. Yeah.
I'm done playing nurse.
You twisted your ankle, but you didn't take any damage.
I know, but, but it's funny.
Do you have a training place at your factory?
Yes.
Was that a thing? I can't remember. Range.
Yeah, I'm sure. You have a target range. For sure, I've got a facility for testing out stuff.
That's where I'm going to be spending most of my time.
Hell yeah.
Okay. When you arrive, you go to the factory. When you get there, Seismic comes out.
Hey, Size.
Hey, that guy.
Hey, how was your trip?
It was good.
It was crazy.
Hey, I got these.
And I hold out, take out both lightsabers, and just ignite them.
Whoa!
I almost fall over because one of them's a great saber and way too big for me to hold. So it's just basically like standing on the ground.
So the grenade launcher, it's done. We're out of prototype phase. I've got it all figured out.
Gimme!
Go inside and like, get one.
I'm gonna go inside and get one.
But they're ready to be mass produced and you know start selling this shit.
Give me a list of our sources for demand. Because I want to keep this under the radar as much as possible. If we get too big for our britches, my father's going to come after me.
Well, we could just start selling, you know, we're on Mandalore.
Let's do black market shit. Let's get it to the boys here.
We're going to start giving them to the Mandalores, right? We'll start selling to them.
Let's do it.
All right. So you go inside and you are presented a grenade launcher attachment for the blaster rifles.
Yeah, the underbarrel attachment.
No. Cross promotion deal.
You want to sell a hot dog?
I want
I want a
Markenobe McMeal, a McMarky meal.
Okay.
And then the toy
is the rocket launcher.
Is an attachment to the rocket launcher.
Wait a minute.
It's a grenade launcher.
An attachment to the grenade launcher.
I like Gail's idea of a Clem Dog holder that attaches to...
That attaches to okay. your grenade launcher. TM, 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 TM.
Let's do it.
Yes.
I can do that. But...
Oh, my yep. God.
At this point, our foreheads are together, and we're talking right into each other's faces.
Yes.
What percentage do I get?
I give you 4 points on the back end. I think that that's...
Okay, listen.
I think that's great.
How about this?
I don't know what the back end is, and I don't know what the points mean.
You get 100 points per sale.
Uh-huh.
If you give me 10, I'll give you Clemdog coupons for life.
I'm still Kalto. I'm doing Kalto diet right now. I can't have Clemdogs.
Okay.
You know this.
Well, Ugnaughts, 10% off.
For my boys.
Yes.
Love it. Okay.
Wait, you're selling Ugnaughts for 10% off?
No. Selling it to my boys, and then... We can donate a certain percentage.
So you also
percentage.
Have your foreheads together, yes?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So you just sort of like turned to the side and said, to answer Chubrub.
Yeah.
And then went right back to talking.
Chubrub is standing in between them looking up. So they just look down.
Yes.
I make also. Another run by and just see them training. From the doorway just, and just like laughs. Give a side glance and just keep moving.
And this time I say, take a number. also,
take a second number. This is not the nurse number. That
and
you
I
got.
Keep moving.
She gone.
Also, if you want me to take a look at the numbers,
uh-huh.
Wink.
Are you winking at me?
No, I just said wink.
I heard you.
I'm pretty good with them.
You good with numbers?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God! I'm so fucking tired of numbers.
Yeah. Let me see all your data.
Sure.
I'll work it all out for you.
So, cut to later when Ryla has been training this whole time. And y'all are like sitting on the floor with papers
we're
around
crunching
you and
then
crunching the numbers.
Yeah, we're crunching numbers.
So you don't have a blaster rifle to attach said grenade launcher to, but you do have someone who has the prototype that could probably benefit from having the actual one. And I'm pointing at
Ryla.
Something.
She doesn't have a gun.
The whole time I've just been sitting here holding my gun waiting for a thing to put on
eagerly.
It.
Big puppy dog eyes.
Hey!
Like,
Asabi, come over here. Hey, SB. SB. When's your birthday again?
Never.
You never had a birthday?
Never had a birthday.
Guess what? You're about to have a birthday. Here you go, buddy.
Oh, okay, cool.
And I give him the attachment.
Yeah,
but it's the Clem dog holder attachment.
That is the Clem
dog. No, it definitely comes with one.
Okay, good.
That attaches to the
I don't
bottom.
These Clem dogs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and put one anyway in the side so you can see what the aesthetic looks
and
like.
And I pull a Clem dog out of my pocket and put it into...
Pocket dog.
That's, that's old. Don't eat that. But also, how cool does that look?
That's super cool. But I need to put an order in for a heavy blaster.
Oh.
Heavy blaster rifle, I should say.
Heavy blaster rifle.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, didn't they get a...
It was a heavy blaster barrel to upgrade a rifle without needing proficiencies or whatever.
Okay. Let me just check my stock. And I say, and stock!
And I have an Ugnaught come out and runs bring me up with a data pad and my bifocals.
All the data.
And I put on my little half glasses.
How are they holding on?
You don't have ears or nose.
They have it. No, it's like a funny, it's like a Groucho Marx funny face. It has a fake nose on there as well. So I put it on, it hangs.
How, but still.
Suction cup.
Suction cup. Yeah, there's a suction cup to the nose, and I go.
And it looks funny because it's...
Well, it's flesh colored, but not your flesh colored.
Yeah, it's regular people flesh colored.
Yes. I think that I have some in stock here. I'm wearing a fake nose. It's blocking my regular nose.
I have a nose. It's fine. So you don't have any in stock, but you do have the plans that you stole from your dad to build a heavy blaster rifle barrel.
Mechanics!
Your two mechanics walk over. Bannard's like, yeah?
I got a plan for you.
Okay.
And here's said plan. Check your email.
He pulls out his data pad, sees it, and he's like, oh, cool, this will be easy. Mm-hmm. Should only take us like a day or so to get a prototype out.
How do we make it not a prototype? How do we make the real thing?
Just takes a little bit longer.
Just takes a little bit longer. Okay. We'll wait until it's alpha.
Until it's like 100%. I don't want that shit that don't work.
All right, well, we'll get them tested. It'll take a couple weeks. And the two of them scuttle off and go sit at their computers and start working on stuff. So, yeah, that'll take a couple of weeks.
I sit and I wait for a couple of weeks.
So a couple of weeks pass.
Yes.
Ryla's been training every day.
He's jacked as shit. Yeah.
Jacked as shit.
I mean, you know,
it's like
just
summer
tone.
In that episode of Rick and Morty. Rick
gets to give it to you.
I was not happy with my fighting performance.
She's like bullied some of the rest of y'all to train with her.
I've gotten soft being around these guys.
Oh my god.
Chub Rub is now scared of her.
Here comes Riley. Everyone be cool. Here's my lunch.
And I slide my lunch over.
I swear the sun is dying. I swear.
I'm walking by to slam a shake, growl at Chug Rug. Chug Rub in the corner. Now, I was going to ask, though, I don't have much equipment, so I was going to see about getting some detonators or some...
Yeah, I threw away all of my explosive stock last battle, so sure. I need to restock on that.
Yeah.
So you guys find a weapon store. It's Mandalore, so sure, why not? Mm-hmm. What do y'all need?
Hey, everybody, all your stuff is on me today.
What?
So load up. I'm going to take care of everybody's bill.
Oh, okay.
All right, how many grenades are you buying, and of what type?
Actually, I don't think I need to do that because I bought pallets before that are just on this small ship. I think I just need a new belt.
Okay. A grenade belt's 100 credits.
Okay.
So
I buy him a backup. You can get him two.
All right.
Cool. Just in case.
Chabrub's going to find the aisle with like the heavy weapons, and he's going to find a big mounted fucking giant like heavy laser auto turret. Just fucking giant machine gun that he could never use. It's like six times his size.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna tell Mark he wants it.
I just stare at him and shake my head.
What, you said I could have anything I wanted?
No.
Yeah, we need this.
Put it down.
You saw what we're fighting.
Put it back.
I think you're going to buy it for me.
Mind trick. 40.
Sorry, bud.
Well, I buy it for him.
Okay.
And then I return it instantly. As soon as I buy it, this is a bad purchase. Can I return it?
Nope. No returns.
Oh,
and I mind trick him.
I'm like,
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
It's a 20.
No. Chebrub mind tricks him. That's a 29.
All right. It works on that guy.
Chebrub was just giggling the whole time.
Did you mind trick me?
Nah.
You did?
No, I didn't.
So I see the exchange going back and forth, and I walk up to Chubb, and I say, hey, little man, I need your help.
Oh, shit.
And I start running.
Why are you running for?
Oh, I don't want to work out. I don't want to work out today.
Oh, my gosh. No.
It's our
last day. Was yesterday. No. I can only run 10 feet.
Picking explosives.
Oh, wait, I can do that.
I need your help.
Thermal detonators, lots of them.
Lots. What?
Thermal detonators, you'll need detonite, ion grenades, stun grenades, smoke grenades.
I go ahead and get 10 thermals.
Thermals are 1,000 apiece.
I'd like some smoke grenades, too.
Smoke grenades.
Oh, yeah, puff, puff.
Are, I'll think, 100.
I'll take 5.
Okay, just mark it with the money that you're spending. All right, anything else you guys need to buy?
I've reloaded on all my stuff. I bought, I only carry 5, everything is small on me. So
are you doing thermals or what?
The only thing I've spent is thermals, so I just restocked to 5.
All right, so that's 5,000 credits.
Is there a place that I can pick up some droid parts or maybe like some battle droid parts here that I can use to harvest for PN-15?
Yeah, you see down the street from the Blades Blast and Beyond, you see a store called Bot Topic.
Oh, yes. That's awesome.
Hey, guys, y'all want to go to Bot Topic after this?
Hell yes. Yeah.
Should we ring PN-15 and let him pick his own shit, or should we just pick something out for
let's
him?
Let's pick something out. Let's surprise him.
Let's get PN back in a body, I guess.
He's been acting very depressed lately.
Boo. I mean,
he has not been vacuuming the ship. He has just been in a corner, face to the corner.
Let's go to,
Bot Topic.
Bot Topic.
I'll wait outside.
I walk up to the cashier.
All right, it's like a teenage girl.
Sup?
What?
Sup? That's what people, that's what the teenagers say, right?
Do a dab.
Do a dab. Okay. Do a dab.
I do a dab. She's horrified.
I'd like your best droid body, please.
Okay.
She points to a row of just droid body parts.
Are they pristine?
Yeah.
Are they new?
Yes.
Okay. Guys, which one?
Chubrub finds an arm that's got a jackhammer attachment to it.
This seems useful.
No, the bodies.
Oh.
It's a wonderland.
I'm sending them photos outside of dumpsters.
I found a perfect place for PM15.
Why don't you like him?
Why don't you like him?
I love him. I just don't understand why you don't like him.
I don't have to like him, alright?
Well, maybe you should.
It's not alone.
Such a classic robot.
Oh, is he?
Droid.
Is he? He's a piece.
He is in pieces right now.
Yeah, and he deserves to be in pieces.
No, he doesn't.
No, oh,
he's a piece.
He's done
good
zero.
Droid.
He's done jack shit for our family.
Untrue.
You know what?
If he was here right now,
family.
If he was here right now, he would punch you if he had
I
an
punch
arm.
Him. I punch him first.
Well, stop it. Family doesn't fight.
Chubrub has found a mini fridge on treads that he's very enthusiastic about.
Yeah, guys, I think I found something.
This is a bad idea, Chubrub.
What the fuck kind of store is this?
Bot Topic.
Yeah, I know.
It's
robot parts.
Yeah.
You custom build your own
it's
droid.
It's like a build a bot.
It's a build a bot.
Yeah.
It's a bot. But it also plays My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. There's a bunch of patches and magnets and stuff you could stick to them.
Yeah.
Chubrub steals everything.
Invader Zim themed.
Oh my god,
body
what?
Parts.
I don't think you can do that. It's a Hot Topic. That's what you're supposed to do.
I
don't want the police chasing after us here.
Ryla, you might be the only one that is sensible here. What body would you like for PN-15?
Well, you need to play to his strengths, right? Which was breakfast.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
Jack shit. We get him a toilet body.
So there's different degrees of droid models.
Can we get one of those bad boys?
Editor's note. Jair here is pointing to a poster of K2SO behind our table. Just so you guys know why we're talking about K2SO all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's a battle droid.
You want to put PN-15 on a battle droid's body.
Yeah.
So first degree droids are medical droids. Uh-huh. Second degree are mechanical, R2s.
Okay.
Third degree are protocol, C-3PO.
Right.
And then fourth degree are battle droids, K-2SO.
Well, I'll take one K-2SO, please.
That's not...
No, we'll take one battle droid body.
Not for 1,000 years or
R2
long.
Veto this fucking... decision.
I are to veto this.
I mean, I'll classic. Let him get a I mean, if he looks like I would love to see
a
him
battle droid
with
body with
PN-15 K2SO style body.
Yeah. What I also like about the K2SO unit for that idea is that because in the comic and something you see, he's like shorter than all of you guys. Now he'd be towering over you. Yeah. Because he's like he'd 7 feet
tall. He'd be like Iron Giant.
Yeah. So I just think it would be funny for him. Because he would be like hitting his head on the doors and shit.
Let's
like,
do it.
You guys are making a monster, and I don't approve of any of this.
We'll say 25,000 for him. And we'll just say that he comes with, like, blaster arm sort of thing. Kind of like the battle droids from Star Wars, but that's, like, it. He's not, like, rockets or anything. Okay.
Chevron's going to buy a little flamethrower, but he's going to modify it so the flame can only shoot out, like, 8 inches so he can charbroil all steaks for us.
So she hands you, like, a...
Can you put it in a bag?
Yeah, I was going to say it's on a it's in a box. You have to assemble yourself.
Some assembly required.
Some assembly required.
Can I get a total of what I'm taking off here?
It's 25,000.
Okay, but did everything else that we got?
It's 500 for the flamethrower if you're paying for Chub Rope's thing.
All right, I'll do that.
All right, we're done with the shopping, so let's get back to it. So you guys take the body, and it's in like this big box, and you guys get it back somehow. I mean, probably using the force, right? Just float it back to the ship. Pian is still his little head on a little Roomba with a little Bluetooth next to him, whatever. He's in the corner, and he's listening to some sad song play.
Everybody hurts.
Yeah. And he's just... And Taco, he sees you guys coming on, and he's like,
you guys have got to do something about this, man. He is... This is really annoying. Every time you guys leave, he just goes into a corner and just starts playing the saddest fucking music I've ever heard. And I gotta tell, it is a motivation killer. Like, I ain't got nothing done for... Like, I'm supposed to be getting, like, dinner ready, and just, why? Why? I can't. I'm so sad. But I guess I could use my tears as salt. So, anyway, Hoozles, what's up, guys?
We slap the box.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got something for that. PN.
Yo, PN, my dude.
What?
I got a surprise for you.
I swear to Christ, if you put a fucking toaster or, like, one of those... If you add something to, like, grill Clem Dogs on me, I swear to fucking Christ, I don't want to have rollers of just Clem Dogs on my body.
Chub Rub takes the toaster box that was on top of the battle droid box off and just like pushes it behind it.
No.
We open the box before he turns around.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around.
What's in the box?
Open it and find out, my dude.
He rolls up to it and just bumps into it and then kind of turns his head like, towards you.
What's your plan now, smart guy?
Oh, I just thought I'd have one last go at you.
And then I fucking like use the force and just rip the side off, and it's a shining, beautiful battle droid body.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
This is for you.
Well, I would fucking hope so.
We all came together.
No.
We all came together.
I didn't come anywhere.
We felt really bad.
No.
And surprise!
Got your new body, and this one doesn't suck.
Sweet!
Assembly montage.
Yeah, assembly montage. Seriously, you can just take the 20 on this, right? So you guys spend a couple hours, because, you know, the instructions are just garbage. And after...
We actually mount his ass facing forward the first time.
Yeah. And so that's in the montage, and it's funny, and everyone has a laugh, and even PN15's laughing. But eventually you get it on correctly, and now again he's like 7 feet tall.
He's so big.
We're all looking up, just, maybe this was a bad idea.
I said that from the beginning.
PN, how you feel?
Oh, I feel fantastic.
And he like sticks his arms out.
Whoa,
and his fists go down.
Whoa,
and
he's like, whoa, look at this. Sorry.
Cool, now you can hunt live and fresh food for us.
You monsters. You spent so much time asking if we could. You never asked if we should.
Welcome back, buddy.
It's good to be back.
Cool, now go make me some breakfast.
Taco's like,
seriously? Why am I here?
You're here for lunch and dinner. He's kind of a one-trick pony.
The Taco goes back to cooking dinner. All right, so there's that. Ryla, what are you doing other than just working out constantly? And I guess it seems like... trying to be away from them as much as possible.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm going for.
That's okay.
I'm
supposed to be a team.
Like I said, I was not happy with my last performance, and if we're going to go after Dramatis, I need to bulk up.
Okay.
And I don't trust these guys to do that.
Nope, I wouldn't either. So,
I'm already bulked up. I was in the military.
Yeah, Salmon's pretty good.
I'm already bulked up. I had like 2 eggs this morning.
You're right, there are 2 eggs in your breakfast burrito this morning.
There are 2 eggs in that breakfast burrito.
And also french fries, hash browns, sausage, bacon.
See? Protein.
Canadian bacon.
Foreign.
Foreign protein.
Five different types of cheeses.
That one. Salsa verde. That one messed me up. That part messed me up.
All the cheese.
So much cheese. No. Anything else that you want, Ryler? Because you went and got restocked your training. Is there anything that she needs to do?
I mean, my destiny was to kill Jim Darrow, and I learned that they killed Jim Darrow. So I think I'm just kind of reflecting and deciding
what your next destiny. Yeah, would be. Your nextiny.
So maybe we can help train Pian a bit and kind of scheme out some stuff.
Pian spends a little bit of time at the shooting range learning how to use his guns, but he also is like pretty straightforward and done after like a day.
Point.
Yeah, point and shoot. Point. Yep.
It just says bang.
Yes. Salman, anything else that you want to do aside from getting the heavy blaster rifle?
See if there's
barrel?
Any bounties that we can take.
There are none currently on Mandalore.
Well, not on Mandalore, but like, are there any around Mandalore?
Not that you can currently see.
Okay. Other than that, no. I mean, I can just keep target practicing. You just shoot at the target dummy.
Mark, anything that you need to do?
Oh yeah. No, I've you know, been watching Ryla with her training, and I got inspired, so I did a couple push-ups.
Cool. How many?
A couple.
Two. A literal couple. A couple. And 3 days apart.
That's right. So arms were sore.
Yeah.
But then I've really also been meditating a lot on my soap sculptures, mm-hmm. and I've been getting bigger. I've been going medium size and large. I'm working on a statue to honor the fallen from our group. Okay. So that's what I'm working on right now.
All right. So you guys kind of hang
I've
out
got
there.
Got something I'm doing.
Oh my god!
I go back to my room when nobody else is paying attention,
mm-hmm.
and I load up a data pad with the replaying of our last battle, the one that we just did of the Jedi.
What recording?
I mean, my visor recording.
Just a recording on his visor. Okay. Just a recap.
Okay. So from his point of view, mm-hmm. up in the sky.
And I pull up my sleeve, and I've got a photo of Willie and Thorbin on my forearm, like the robot.
A photo or a tattoo?
No, they're just, you just they're got just pictures.
Like a Top Gun type of situation.
And I just start etching notches into my forearm.
Oh, self-harm is not okay.
Oh, but it's his metal arm.
It's my metal arm.
It is your metal arm. He's doing a kill count. He's turning into fucking Zaz over here.
There's nothing jokey about this part. Kale D-Bag is pissed.
So, like a week or so passes, Sawbone, you get the heavy blaster barrel attachment that I think makes your normal blaster rifle a heavy blaster. Is that what that does?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now I can roll 4d10.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep. And now those are now ready to be sold as well, so...
Cha-ching!
Seismic's going to take care of that. I like how he's become... He was like a bounty hunter, and now he's like your fucking, like, businessman.
Uh-huh.
He's filled in the role that you lost with...
The Willy.
I mean, it pays better, and he doesn't get shot at that often.
Yeah, so. No, and he gets to hang out with Ugnaughts, so he's happy. So a few days later, you guys are on the ship, and you get a call from the ship's holo terminal.
Beep, boop, beep.
Hello?
As you answer the call, a staticky image of Darth Bane flickers on.
I try to fix the antenna on top of the comms.
almost got it.
He says,
"We need you back on Lothal."
Oh, do you?
Yes. We spotted some false adepts approaching a long-forgotten Jedi temple here.
Ooh.
They're not Jedi. We were able to easily dispatch of the Acolyte, but the Master has some information you might find interesting.
Hey, everyone, and thank you for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga number 48, finally. Jesus, it's been a bit, huh? Yeah. Oof. Boy. COVID-19 and quarantine and all that fun stuff has been a wild ride, I'm sure, for many of us in the United States, especially as, you know, the cases just seem to keep going up. But anyways, let's not talk too much about that. I just want to say, again, apologies for the delay on the episode. Working from home has been crazy. My schedule has changed about 80 times, so it has been tough to find the want to stay in my office and edit after spending all day in my office at home. It's just, you know, it's just tough. It's just tough to find time working from home to edit and stuff. So again, I apologize for, I know last time I was like, oh, I figured your quarantine out. And then like fucking immediately my schedule changed, like every week it was different. And, now I'm literally in my office all day and it's just not fun. So hopefully we'll get another episode out much faster. 2 months was too much. 2 months was too much. You know, so, anyways, let's talk about the episode. Thank you so much again for listening. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to go check out the 8-Bit Saga Patreon at patreon.com/8bitsaga. Over there, you're going to get like an extended episode with almost an hour worth of goofs for this episode, plus previous episodes with goofs and things that didn't make it in the episode. They're really fun to go listen to. There's also some comic pages over there. We did like a Life Day comic back in December, which feels like an eternity ago. And then we've got like a couple pages of the web comic that Shannon has done for us. Thank you, Shannon, as always. Great looking art. It's very pretty. And you know, we're working on other stuff, so we'll see what happens. I just want to give a thanks to Graham Plowman for the creation of our theme song and all the music that we use. Just about almost all of it is from him. If it sounds like Star Wars music, it's most likely Graham Plowman. If it sounds like something else, it's probably something else. I don't know. If you like what you're listening to, make sure to also check out the 8-Bit Geek. You can find this show and the 8-Bit Geek over at the8bitgeek.com, where you'll also find links to our Discord, which I highly recommend joining. It's just a lot of fun. A lot of people over there. It's a good time. And also you can find a link to our Threadless store, 8bitgeek.threadless.com, where you can get shirts and stickers and stuff to help support the show and the network. If you would also like extended episodes of the 8-Bit Geek and Saga is there as well, you can also check out the 8-Bit Geek Patreon at patreon.com/8bitgeek. Jared's been posting a lot of stuff over there with like flashback photos and a video of him fixing his wife's Mac and I don't know, just other shit that goes over there. That's not just Saga related. It's the entire network. It's a good deal. $5 a month. You also get the Daily Show, the Diner every day. You get a 15 to 45 minute long episode where we just shoot the shit, talk about whatever's going on. We do like top fives where we talk about like our favorite movies or video games or whatever. We talk about what we've been watching or playing that week, and we answer questions over there. So go check that out on the patreon.com/8bitgeek. You can follow us on Facebook at the 8bitgeek, Twitter at 8bit_saga, and if you use the 8bitsaga hashtag, you get a character named after you. We've got one new character in this episode. There's a bunch of, you know, reoccurring characters in this episode. You know, there's Leonard, or, well, it's Baynard. Baynard, which is named after Leonard, and you've got Seismic, and Rye, which is all named after people, and then, and Rain. Rain's going to make an appearance as well, but the new character is a character which you have not met yet, but you will soon. His name is Thalen. He's named after Adam Thalen. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right. It might be Thalen. I don't know. We called him Thalen in the show, and you can find him at Twitter at Married to Laszlo, or at least that's what the Twitter handle was when they did the hashtag. So if it's changed, I'm sorry, but that is who this character is named after, and you'll meet him soon in the next half. I think that's it. I feel out of breath. I feel like I've been talking too much too fast and not breathing enough. So with that, we're going to get back to the episode. I think I went over everything. Thank you so much for listening. We'll try to get a new episode out much faster than 2 months. Thankfully, I still have a good backlog. This episode was recorded around October, so we still have mostly, like, I think October through, or November through, what, March? So, got a couple months worth of stuff still, and this is only, like, half of a session. I've still got a whole other half that I didn't even touch for this, so we should be good for content-wise until we can get back together. We still have not gotten back together around the table. As cases again continue to spike, especially where we all live. It's one of the hotbeds in the United States right now. So we are keeping our distance and being safe. I hope that everyone else is out there. Be smart, wear a mask. We love you. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much. I've missed you guys. I've missed this. So, bye. Let's get back to it. We'll be right back. So you guys are on the ship and you're headed to Lothal. Anything that you guys want to do while you're making the 4-day trek to see Bane and Xana?
I think Chubrub's probably going to continue to tinker and tighten things, settings on Pian and kind of configure his weapons and cooking inventory.
Yeah, Pian's like, shut up, fellas, I'm a big boy now. I'm taller than all of you. Ha ha, it's been so much fun to look down on all you bitches.
Check it out, you guys, I put a mini fridge in his leg.
Ah, fuck, goddammit, it'll hold 2 cans of Jasta.
Just enough.
I walk by, open it, grab an energy drink, and walk out.
Okay, come on, you're supposed to put one back in when you take one out.
I'm walking through, not greeting or acknowledging anyone, to the kitchen, and if anyone's noticing me, I'm holding a child-sized mannequin that's dressed in Thorbin's clothes.
Oh, my God.
And I carry it to the kitchen, and I grab some stuff, and I carry it out of the room.
Can I veto that?
Nope. Child-sized mannequin. God. It's Thorbin.
What is it made out of?
Paper mache.
You made it yourself? It's just chicken wire and paper mache. I can picture Kale just in his room crying, putting paper mache on this chicken wire frame. My boy.
Well, I've got something for that if anybody discovers me in my room.
I'm sitting on the couch and I watch this go down.
Yeah.
And I look at whoever's around me and I'm gonna go talk to him.
Maybe you should just let that be.
No, be my buddy. I'm gonna go. So I go talk to him, and I'm gonna give him one of my famous Mark Kenobi speeches.
Let's hear this.
Okay,
I'm prepared.
When you come into my room, I'm looking at myself in the mirror, applying grease paint to my face, and I say,
"I've seen horrors, horrors that you've seen, but you have no right to call me a murderer. You have a right to kill me. You have a right to do that." But you have no right to judge me. It's impossible for words to describe what is necessary for those who do not know what horror means. Horror. Horror has a face. And you must make a friend of horror. Horror and moral terror are your friends. If they are not, then they are enemies to be feared.
Yeah, I really appreciate you reading back my remake speech from that film I did. But
Spacepocalypse redo.
Yeah. But this isn't about me, okay? Come have a seat.
Fine. Come on, Thorbin.
Oh, no.
Oh, what?
Okay, we need to have a talk.
Yeah?
Okay, you big boy now.
Me big boy.
You big boy.
Yeah, you big boy.
So it's time to put the toys away, okay?
I don't comprehend what you're saying.
Okay, well, that is not Thorbin. Thorbin has passed. It's like my old grandpapa used to say. When the chips are down, it's time to pick them back up.
Okay.
So get over it.
When the chips are down, you gotta pick them back up.
Right.
So you, like, take away your bet after you've placed your bet? That doesn't seem legal.
Well,
it's illegal.
It's like my mom always used to say.
Yeah, tell me what Mama Kenobi said.
Mama Kenobi always used to say, when there's a can kicking down the road, recycle.
Oh, my God.
Good advice.
I completely understand.
Yeah.
I really need to get my shit together.
Mm-hmm. You need one more?
Yeah. If you're chock-a-block full of platitudes right now, lay them on me, bud.
Okay. Well, it's just like Papa used to say.
All of your family members had
Papa Kenobi
phrases. Yeah, sure.
Actually, that's a bad one. He left when I was younger. I don't know what he would have said.
No good.
But I know what he would have said.
Oh, sure, yeah, hit me with it.
He would have said, "Listen, I gotta go.
I'm going to get some.
Gotta go get some death sticks.
Get some scratchers and death sticks.
I gotta get scratches and death sticks. I'll be right back."
You know, you're so wise.
It comes with a Jedi.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, let me do this for you, okay?
And I use the Force. And I pick up Thorbin, and he's floating. And then I instantly just crunch it all into a small, tiny ball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I know. Let it out. Let it out.
It's all your fault. It's all your fault.
And I grab some of the same grease that he was putting on his face, and I start putting it on mine.
We're the same.
And I go, you're looking at yourself.
Oh my God, I'm tripping balls so hard right now.
And I say, what's two is now one. But then, run.
What is in this grease? What is in this grease? This makes absolute, complete, 110% sense to me.
You guys know that's my Rodian grease, right?
And I'm done with the grease, and I'm going to go take a hot shower.
Good.
And you know what, bud? We're going to kick that can down the road.
That's right.
We're going to kick it.
And recycle it.
And then we're going to recycle it. High five.
And we, no. Friends hug.
And I went for a high five, but he caught me with my, like, underarm, one arm down, one arm up for the hug.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I just embrace him, but I embrace him for far too long.
You hear a soda can pop.
Hey, Ryla.
We're good here.
We're good.
I just drink it and keep walking.
You all finally make it to Lothal, and as you're flying down to Bane and Xana's camp, you see them standing there watching your approach. Between them, you also see a human on his knees with his hands bound behind his back. As you land and get off the Tin Sparrow, you can see that this man has been beaten, his face battered and bruised, with dried blood clinging to his swollen lips. Bane is standing behind him with his arms crossed, and Xana is standing there focused on her datapad.
I walk down to the person kneeling. No need, friend. I'm not that famous anymore. And I sign a headshot and I hand it to him.
Wow. It just falls in front of him, and he's looking down at the ground like he's, you know, again, he's on his knees, not really paying attention.
You can pick that up later.
Hey, Bane. Hey, Xana. Who's this joker?
Bane says, this is one of Dromedus's followers. Goes by the name Thalen. According to him, he and those that survived Dromedus's purge have named themselves the Tin. They have taken on their own pupils, of which his we killed. We spotted him and his acolyte approaching the ruins of the old Jedi temple here. Nothing remains of the temple, except a lonesome spire with no doors or windows. We've gotten as much information out of him as we can, but he says he will only talk if one of you defeat him in combat.
1v1
me, bruh.
1v1 me, bruh.
Listen, I say we put the newbie to work.
Yeah, I want to watch Ryla fight. She makes me do push-ups.
I vote Ryla.
I got this.
PN15, make some popcorn. It's going to be a showdown out here.
PN15 comes down the ramp. He's got like the little, you know, when you go to like a ball game, the guy comes down with like the popcorn. You know, he's already got it. He's like, popcorn, get your popcorn.
And energy drinks.
And I've only got two in my leg. Oh. So first come, first serve.
I grab some popcorn.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat some popcorn and watch this.
So I have to defeat him to get answers. Mm-hmm. That means I can't kill him.
Mm-hmm. And I walk over to Ryla, and I'm like, hey, listen, maybe you have to defeat him mentally. Huh? Huh? Just think about it.
When you say defeat, do you mean kill or cut off his feet?
No.
Defeat.
No, defeat. Not. Defeat. We're not taking parts off.
I mean, use a lightsaber.
Bad chub rub.
I mean, I could make a stew.
Bad.
Oh.
So everyone grabs popcorn from PN15 except for Bane and Xana. Xana is still just on her datapad. So you guys then clear a space for Ryla and Thalen to fight. Bane cuts the ties binding Thalen's hands and feet and yanks him up to a standing position. Bane then pushes him forward and the force causes him to stumble and fall onto his knees. Xana tosses his two lightsabers in front of him and he grabs them and stands up straight to face you, Ryla.
So he's dual wielding?
Yeah.
Nah, fuck this.
Fuck him up, Ryla.
Go, Ryla. Get him, girl.
Roll initiative.
16.
Kicking it over to you, Brittany. You're up. What you got?
I'm going to use a swift action, and I'm going to go ahead and piece my two hilts together.
Okay.
For my great saber. Ryla ain't playing around.
Yeah. She ain't.
And then I'm going to use a force action and draw him closer.
Okay. Roll it.
32.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You pull him at you.
So you going for the hit?
All right. I guess if I'm pulling him closer, I've got my sword.
Do a hit.
I'm going to take an arm off.
You don't really have that option. You can attack him.
And we'll let you know.
And we'll let you know what happens.
Okay, all right. I'll make an attack. 20.
Oh.
On my attack.
So you pulled him in. with your draw closer.
Okay.
And then there was just that moment of hesitation where you were like, ah, do I fake him out or do I hit him? And you just you swing botched just a little bit, just too late, and missed.
PN, can I get a hot dog, please?
Grab it.
You got mustard?
I got
it. Oh. I hate everything about this battle robot.
And now it's his turn.
All right. And he's closer.
And he is like right up on you. Okay. He is going to do a little bit of like an acrobatic move around you.
Okay.
And then he is going to attack you with both lightsabers to the back. He misses his first attack.
Good.
And he hits his second attack. You can try and block it.
35?
Fuck. You just like stick your lightsaber behind you and just basically without even looking, just block that second attack.
Nice.
Dope.
That looks awesome.
It's your turn.
I guess, have I turned around at this
point? Turning around doesn't cost you anything.
That's free.
So I'm facing him. I downblade my saber. Ooh. I've got it down,
yeah,
and I
nice
crack
little
my
flourish.
And
yeah,
get on the
I dig it.
Yeah,
the crowd goes wild.
All what? Five of us.
All five of you.
Yeah.
Does the 16-year-old even look up?
Bane gives a nod of approval, and Xana goes,
"Dope,
dope." Looks up, dope.
So I'm basically gonna try to like wrap him with my whip and pull my saber up to his throat.
Oh, just like an intimidation move?
Yeah.
Okay.
27.
You go to try and wrap him up with your whip,
mm-hmm.
and he just sort of does like a spin move and just like dodges right underneath it.
Okay. Slap him in the fucking face with the other sword.
So you still have your other attack.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and attack with my saber. 36.
Yikes. That's it.
My damage is 20, right?
Yes.
That's a damn good hit. Yeah, you get him right across the chest.
Nice.
Like
nice.
Spins him around and he falters a little bit.
Take that, you bitch.
Yeah. All right.
Come at me, bro. He's gonna come at you, bro. Okay, he does some more like flippy bullshit and like gets around behind you. Like cartwheel into like a back tuck and does another double slash. So he misses on his first attack,
mm-hmm.
but he hits you on the second one, so you can attempt to block.
27?
That's not good enough.
What?
Yeah, he slashes you right across the back.
Ugh.
He slashes you across the back for 16 damage.
Ow!
Oh, damn!
From the sideline, PN's like, hot dogs! Oh, get your
hot
dogs!
Yeah, Clem dog me.
And he shoots out some hot dogs.
Like a t-shirt can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
My eye, you bitch.
Chubrub jumps up and grabs the ones that are heading for anyone else with his mouth. Just. All
right, I'm going to turn around and face him after he slashed me in the back.
Okay. He's got a little smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm. Like my eyes are like turning red.
Oh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I zone in on this. So I'm going to try to, I guess, pull his feet out from under him with the whip.
Oh, okay.
And then make an attack.
Give me an attack roll.
27.
Okay, so roll damage. You got him. You whipped him in the fucking legs.
Okay.
But you just weren't quite strong enough to pull his legs out from under him. Yeah.
16.
That one hurted.
Nice. So do I still get an attack with my saber?
You still have another attack, yes.
All right. 23.
That one is a miss, unfortunately. He's going to shake off your light whip and he's going to hit you with a force power. Yeah, he's going to try and use a force grip to grab you and squeeze you.
All right, well, I have rebuke, so whatever I need to do to
roll
do
it up.
That. 34.
Yeah, that's a... You just, like, wave your hand and just...
Force
cancel
check
it.
Me.
It's your turn.
I think I'm gonna go for a force grip.
Okay, you're just gonna grip his ass back.
Like, fuck this.
That's
like,
what we're doing.
It's like that. All right. What?
It's a nat one.
Oh no!
I mean, that still doesn't matter.
That it's not an automatic fail on a skill check.
Well, it's a 19 with my force points.
You try to reach out with the force and squeeze him, but you just couldn't quite get it.
Ryla, Bombad Jedi, fighting a soon-to-be-dead guy.
soon-to-be-dead guy.
And I do a backflip.
It's his turn. So he's trying to do some, you know, flippy bullshit to get around you, but you're ready for it this time, and you get an attack of opportunity on him as he moves past.
And she has combat reflexes, so she can make an attack for each square that he goes through.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And she can make a trip attempt on each one of those with her whip.
So he's moving through two squares?
So, yeah, two attempts to trip him with your whip.
27?
Yeah.
Shut that shit down.
Yeah, you basically just, like, whip him and, like, grab his leg. And as he's trying to do some fucking spinny bullshit, you trip his ass and he just hits the dirt. Go ahead and roll damage.
19.
19 damage?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, all right. Yeah, he is on the ground and it's your turn.
Fuck him up, Rollo!
I think I'm just going to go for a dual attack. 34 on the first attack.
Get the fuck out.
30 on the second attack. Did you hear me, Brennan?
Yeah, I heard you, okay? That's just unfair. Like, those are some big hits.
28.
Wait, how much?
28 for the first damage.
And 29 for the second.
Oh, good God.
So he's falling face forward and you whip.
So I catch him by the throat with my whip and pull him back and shove my saber through the back of his shoulder.
Yeah, and so he's like hanging there by the whip.
Yeah.
Knees on the ground, falling forward, but being held back by the whip with the lightsaber through his shoulder. And he's kind of like clawing at the
light whip,
but he can't like touch it because it will just hurt him more. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'll talk.
Yeah, fuck that dude up.
At this point, Kale and I run out from the ship, and we have cheerleader outfits on.
Full,
yeah. But we notice that the fight's already over now.
Now, I will say, yours is a full-fledged cheerleading outfit that you've made for yourself.
Yes.
His.
I couldn't model yours because I used all the paper mache for the dummies.
Hey, but Marky does have the short shorts already, so I could see
You forget he's a never nude. He's always wearing those shorts.
He quickly took some fabric and made a skirt out of it, and that's all you have.
Skirt. And so I've got my Jedi robe top on, and I put an R on the chest in marker.
It's
and
backwards.
Paint.
He did it in the mirror.
Yeah, I did it in the mirror. Like, perfect.
I got the skirt on. Wait, it's over already?
Why did we paint this Russian R on this guy?
Who's Russia?
We were doing very quickly. It was a Russian R.
Oh.
Russian. We were rushing to get it done.
Chubrub's going to dump the open can of energy drink on top of Ryla's head in celebration.
Oh.
With the force.
I can't tell if that should be an attack roll.
Yeah, right.
Use the force.
That's
on
aggressive.
The can.
I feel like
30 something.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So Thalen is there on his knees and he's choking and he says,
"We were sent here and Vrogas Voss, my Dromedas, to find holocrons.
Did you find the holocrons here?
My acolyte and I were stopped from entering the temple by these two.
So there's still holocrons here. Nice.
Even if you kill me, the others will succeed.
Who wants to go holocron hunting?
I'm sorry?
Holocron hunting.
Holocron caching.
Don't steal my lines. Do you have the location of the holocrons here?
The Jedi temple.
Location?
The temple, you piece of shit.
But where is it?
I don't know, you fucking idiot.
Go tighter.
I pull the whip tighter.
In the tip, I don't have anything else to give you.
What?
All right. I loosen it up a little bit.
Yeah, Bane at this point is just like,
he's saying the holocrons are most likely in the temple.
That's what I was thinking.
We can take you there. He is of no use to us anymore. Kill him.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Ryla has no quarrels.
I'm going to tighten the whip and
push his body forward and decap him.
Mm-hmm.
That's brutal.
I kick his back forward.
That was a brutal way to kill
him. Hey, I need to make my point in this group. Y'all don't fuck with me.
Yeah, all right. You do that. His head pops off, like, and rolls.
I got it.
Ed's holding the head, and I walk over to the lips, and I go, and I look at the group, and I go, it's in the Jedi temple.
Dark side point.
He's just be holding the head, but it's like, up.
That's canon. That's staying in. You take a dark side point.
Sawbone,
I just caught it.
You just caught it. You're fine.
Oh yeah.
But Riley, you also take a dark side point.
I start to pick up the body to pantomime that, but then I see that both of their souls got darker, and I drop it down.
Yeah, but when you drop it back down, a data pad falls out of his pocket.
Hey, jinkies.
I'm going to grab that data pad.
So you pick up the data pad that falls. Give me a perception check.
30.
All right, what is, you have a mechanics check or a used computer check? Or yes. You don't have to roll anything, just tell me what those skills are.
15.
Okay, no, that's good. So with your perception and your knowledge of used computers and all that stuff, you're able to tell that this is an encrypted data pad. And based on the messages that you are able to unencrypt while you're just sitting there playing with it, you can see that it's being used by Dromedus's followers to send each other updates as to where they're going. But that's it. So right now, there's like an outgoing message from Thalen, the Dark Force user you just killed, that says like, headed to Lothal and then Vrogas Voss. So if you hold on to this, maybe you'll get updates as to where the other 10 are going. And you kind of perceive all of that with your perception check. So the fight is now over. Ryla powers off her lightsabers and storms off onto the ship to take a shower to get the energy drink that Chubbs poured all over her off.
Quick clean. All this dirty work, and I come out clean until Chubbs comes along.
Oh. Kale and Marky, do you go put your normal clothes back on?
Do we, though?
Or do we head straight for the temple? I'll let this be up to you.
Huh? Yeah, no, let's change.
Okay, we change.
I don't know. I kind of want to see fan art of this of Jedi and cheerleader outfits.
Oh, it'll happen regardless. I mean, it's just...
Make it happen, people.
As she is showering, Bane's talking to you guys.
When he and his apprentice landed on the Thole, they made no attempt to hide themselves. We felt their presence through the Force and tracked them to the remains of the temple here. We watched and waited to see if they would be able to open a hidden door. Something Xana and I missed when we inspected the remains when we first got here. We let them struggle at it for a few days before growing tired of their failure. We captured them and tortured them for information on how to open the temple, but it seems they don't know any more than we do.
I could open it.
I mean, I have a lot of explosives, so I'm pretty sure I can open it.
If brute force is what it takes, then so be it. Follow us in your ship. We'll lead you to the temple.
Yeah, learning adventure. Let's go.
So you guys go get on the Tin Sparrow, and you guys follow them as they get into their ship, and they fly not too far away. I mean, far enough that they had to fly there instead of just walking or whatever. And you guys fly there, and you land outside of the temple. Who has seen Rebels?
I've seen it.
Have you seen when they open the temple?
Yeah, it's fucking
sick. Lothal.
On Lothal, yeah. What you see is essentially just like in this wide open field is this kind of like a pyramid, but almost like a cone.
Yeah, it's like cylindrical. Yeah, it's like a cone.
A cone coming out of the ground.
Like it's buried?
Yeah. I mean,
partially.
Yeah. And there are these like circles on the ground outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in the ground, like carved into the stone. And it's like this circular pattern. Lines from those circles and stuff kind of go back up and around the base of like the cone of this, what they're saying is the temple. So you can see on the map, my shitty drawing, the giant circle up there with like the lines pointing like to the center. Yeah, that's the conish cylindrical part sticking out of the ground. The outer circle is the cutout in the ground. Same thing with the lines leading to the two other circles out to the side. And in Rebels, you see there's like an intricate pattern like in all this, but I am lazy and didn't feel like Googling it and drawing it. So there it is. That's what you guys are looking at.
Cool.
That cone thing is super tall. I would say 100 feet tall or something. Towers.
I wish Willa could see this. It looks like his head.
Kind of does.
I mean, he didn't have a cone head.
No.
Didn't he, though?
Didn't he, though? It did kind of have a little point at the top.
What if we found a top hat big enough to big cover enough.
It? A 100-foot-tall top hat.
All right, so this will be the future site of the Willy Roma Memorial. We need a really lush garden with a sheen to it.
A metal garden. That way, anytime you hit anything, it goes ding. You guys land the ships. You get off the ships. What do you do?
Well, I guess this is up to me now. And I walk up and stare at it.
Uh-huh.
Chubrub's going to try and use the Force because he's scared of Force ghosts.
Okay.
And just see if there's anything spooky out there. 35.
Can we do a perception check?
Sure.
33.
What are you looking for specifically?
Just like something that stands out that might, I don't know, something that looks like it could be a secret door opening.
Nope.
Codes or words or... Did I perceive anything?
I mean, you see that there's two circles that are like equal distance apart. And again, the lines and stuff...
So I see the map.
The pattern comes out and goes out. Yeah, essentially.
Right. We stick a force user here.
But you were like, that's probably important.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some pattern. Right. That probably is
means
a thing.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a puzzle. All of us have to stand on the circles.
Okay.
Right. So
the cool people in
weighted,
one circle,
and then Cal and I in the other.
Can I use the force check?
Four.
Like just a feeling, or I'm trying to get more clues out of this.
Chubrub did use a force check to see if he felt any presences or anything spooky.
No spookies?
No spookies.
I'm digging in between the two circles because obviously there's a point right there. Here we go.
All right, you keep doing that.
Chubrub starts taking out explosives.
Listen,
I'm jumping in one of the circles.
Okay.
I'm just jumping.
Nothing's happening.
Maybe we jump at the same time.
We both jump in both
the circles. Guys, I'm almost there.
Three.
Nothing happens. Also, you've dug about a foot down.
I'm almost there!
Yelling up. Like, we can see you yelling up.
The sand is just filling more. Yeah. How do you dig?
They've done force perceptions.
Mm-hmm.
They can't figure out anything calling to them.
There's nothing spooky.
Oh, that's all they've
done. Yeah, but wouldn't we feel something from the relic? Or
you feel the force.
Oh, you feel the force.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I get the non-digging force users to chill in the circles and do some...
meditating?
Some yoga?
Yeah, just do some stretching.
Chubrub's actually going to waddle over to the far one that no one else is in and just like roll out like a sleeping bag and take a nap.
Yeah, I'm for the meditating.
Okay.
Marky, how tired are you?
I could go for a nap.
Chubrub is already like rolling out his little blanket and taking a nap.
Taking a nap.
I thought you were rolling out your meditation blanket.
Nope, it's just...
That's what he calls it.
It can be meditation and also a nap.
It's a sleepy blankie.
Well, he goes and lays down, and then Ryla goes to the other circle.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go to the opposite circle.
And she starts meditating, and you see the line of the circle below her start to glow.
I'm onto something here.
So I go over to the other one and I roll Chubrub away. And I meditate on that one.
Okay. And as you guys are standing there meditating, both of the circles light up.
Oh shit, look at these lights.
And you see the lights spread through the rest of the lines and stuff that are carved out, and you see it like kind of fill, and all of a sudden you all start to feel the ground rumble under your feet.
Earthquake!
The spire starts to lift out of the ground, kind of rotating slowly as it comes out of the ground, revealing a doorway.
Good job, Ryla.
Yeah. Bane's like,
when we tried, the temple must have sensed we are one with the dark side. For when we tried, the carvings glowed red.
Probably because you're bad.
Yep.
You know
that
it.
That blue clapping obvious. Now will someone please have to roll me from the sleeping bag?
Nope.
I'm stuck.
What?
Well, you rolled him off, so he's all rolled up.
Oh, yeah. Assistance.
At that point, Xana and Bane walk up to the mouth.
Oh, you can't go
in
there.
You can't come in here.
And they're like,
we can, and we will. You all have other things to attend to, like hunting down Dromedus and his followers.
This is my temple.
I don't feel comfortable with this.
Sorry. Yeah. Our temple.
Our temple.
And then I wink at her. We opened it together.
You must have misunderstood us. You seem to think you have a fucking choice in the matter.
Excuse me.
This is our planet. This is our temple. You open the door for us, and for that, we'll let you continue to live. Now get the fuck out there and find Dromedus.
There's children here. Can you not swear, please?
Thank you.
And I look at Chubrub.
God damn it, what was this fucking thing?
He's on my shoulder.
He rolled up
on his shoulder.
So he literally showed up just to open the damn thing.
Well, you got information from the guy about the tin, the thing that you guys are supposed to be doing.
I really love that they couldn't defeat this guy in singles combat.
What? What's that, Chubrub?
Let me out of this fucking thing, goddammit.
That guy let him out.
Are you still in the sleeping bag?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, they didn't even need us to fight him in one-on-one combat. They already captured his ass. We're just glorified door openers. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Well, Let's go open the next door, I guess.
So they disappear inside of the temple. Xana's still looking down at her datapad, kind of looks over her shoulder, kind of gives you guys a weird like smirk, flips you off, and walks inside. And you guys see her disappear into the darkness with Bane.
I'm starting to think Sith aren't nice people.
Yeah, I don't like this.
I kind of want to take a Sith like right in the front, right in front of the door of their ship.
Do it. You have our permission.
That's called something else. You called it a Sith.
Hey, the door's open.
You heard what I said.
Chimrup, the door's open. Go shit all over their ship.
I second that.
I feel like that might get me murdered.
That sounds dangerous.
Animals everywhere.
It's not open, but the ramp is down.
The shit
right
on the ramp.
On the ramp.
Yeah, I don't think they know what Ewok shit looks like, so I am going to poop on the ramp.
Okay, you do that. So you guys, after Chubba shits on their ramp, you guys get on the Tent Sparrow, and you take off. And you, using the ship's navicomputer, you plot a course to Vrogas Voss. And thankfully, this is a new planet in the canon. So they have not specified where it is in the galaxy. Mm-hmm. So good news, it's nearby.
Yay!
That's why they were going to hit both. So that's where we're going to leave it. You're leaving Bane and Xana on Lothal while you head to another temple on Vrogas Voss.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.